many obstacles that the pandemic has presented, and the current limitations on connectivity, visibility and career enhancement, a lot of people are struggling in their career with impact and presence. Author Shannon Dolan discusses these issues in her new book. It's called Leverage You, and it's the birth child of her many years working as a global executive coach. She's originally from the US, and Shannon has travelled the world as an actress and a professional dancer before combining her background in performance movement with a degree in psychology to become a global executive coach. She's now the director of Performance Power, where she coaches as a diverse client from industry leaders in banking and tourism to those working in the arts and small startups. 2SER's Tina Quinn spoke with Shannon a little bit earlier. Check it out.
Thanks for joining me, Shannon. What are some of the common missteps that you've come across in your work that you wanted to specifically address and leverage you?
Well, I did want to support people in certain areas that do come up again and again in the coaching. And one evergreen topic is confidence. So people will bring this up again and again, no matter what level they are. They want to feel more confident. They want to be more confident. And interestingly enough, they often present as confident and have every right to be confident. So it's an interesting concept that people are working on all the time. Yes, we need to build that inner core of confidence and make it strong so that we back ourselves, we leverage ourselves. And on the other side of things, it's about taking a risk, doing things differently in order to build confidence. So I give a lot of tips and practical exercises around how we can build confidence. I have a chapter devoted to courage as well, because we need to have the courage to get out there and do things a little bit differently. And that is how our confidence will grow ultimately.
The pandemic has, of course, changed how we interact with each other. What are some of the new challenges that you're now seeing arise within, you know, with your clients since the pandemic?
Yes, well, there are a number of challenges, and I've been lucky enough to continue coaching and training over these months virtually and across Asia and across Australia. Who knew we were going to need to be newsreaders overnight? So from a very practical point of view, people need to know how to look down the barrel of a camera and deliver a short, concise message. They need to have good lighting. They need to sound right on their microphone. And so from a very practical point of view, this is a challenge that people are going through. From a visibility and a networking point of view and engagement, I think this is huge for people. Some people are still going into the office throughout Asia. Some people are working from home. It's a little bit of a mix. If they are in the office, they have a mask across their face. So there's not much visibility in that. And also, we're just not getting those little moments or those foyer moments, if you like, where we're bumping into somebody. We're having a little bit of an exchange as to what's going on. We're leaving a positive memory with that person and we're getting a connection. And that is so vital in business and in business success. So that is a big challenge as well. And perhaps just getting a lot of together time at home as well for people, for couples. It's challenging. So we're not only dealing with the work aspect, but we're dealing with all the home front as well, combined together. So it can be challenging.
We've lost that precious handshake that we used to have to sort of connect with people.
Yes.
Now, you were mentioning how people have had to sort of turn into newsreaders overnight and getting the lighting right and their microphone. Your background is in the performing arts. So you were an actress, you were a dancer. Has this made you lean on those skills and that experience more so now than you had to previously with clients? Obviously, how they came across always was going to be an important aspect of how you coach them. But this, I feel, is a whole new level.
It is interesting.
Being camera ready.
That's right. It is interesting that the camera skills have come in, and obviously the physical presence and the vocal presence and those aspects have always been important face-to-face, probably even more so now, because you're just in a little box on a little screen and you don't have the body language, which is signaling to people of your point or of moving on to another person. So yes, those skills are coming in, and just sort of transferring that ability to really connect with an audience virtually. That is more challenging. You're not getting the feedback
You have quite an extraordinary client list. So Qantas, PwC, you've worked with the Australian Bar Association, that's just to name a few. Some would think it's quite a departure from your previous work within the arts as a dancer and actress. But as you've mentioned, you've actually utilised these experiences in an extraordinary way. How has the psychology of performing informed the work that you do now?
Yes, I think I was very lucky in the beginning when I started with my coaching, and I think having my NIDA degree was credibility, and it was a calling card. But when I moved into that executive coaching and working with corporates and the various clients that you've mentioned, I didn't know much about vision, about leadership, about strategy, and I might have been a better coach back then. I don't know. I really listened to people, and I had a wonderful opportunity to sit in front of amazing people, managing directors, CEOs, both here and in other countries as well. And I took notes. But what I underestimated was that they were really interested in the side of how do I influence an audience who I am, with whom I am, with my physical body, with my voice? How do I build a level of presence and charisma that can draw an audience and connect with an audience? So that has certainly been something I've been able to bring to people, that psychology of the mind-body experience that an actor, that a dancer understands very well, and that for a business person can seem very mysterious and very magical. And yet, like any profession, it is through discipline and practice and exercise that one is able to establish that. And also being very, very clear about an objective, what it is that a person wants to achieve, and really driving that. And loving your audience. You've got to love your audience.
Right.
So an actor or a dancer knows every gig has got to be just as good as the last one, yeah, and that your audience is so important, and you have to play with your brain and make them the most valuable people in the world.
You mentioned discipline, and some would think that with your background as a dancer, I mean, you worked in theatre companies all over the world, and you at one point worked with Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yes.
So that, I would imagine, would instill an incredible amount of discipline. And then you went into sort of the fitness industry. You hosted Oz Aerobics.
Yes, that was a while ago, but it was fun. It was fun.
I think there is that intersection where dance and exercise comes in, mm-hmm, and the backbone of both of those things is discipline.
Yes, and in theatre as well, the team building and the discipline. And I think through dance, through theatre, through working with Andrew Lloyd Webber and having those sort of experiences, what I've realised is you are always trying to make things better, and you are always innovating, and you are always working together to make things better. Sometimes I will give some team building exercises or things out, and I'll come through the room and they'll say, "No, we're done." I say, "Oh, no, that's not possible. We can make it better." And so it's just that wonderful discipline that's been instilled in me that we can always make it better. We can always innovate. And it's hopefully something that I do bring to my clients, which is fun and important in this time and age in business, I think.
Talking in business, our gender pay gap currently sits at 14% in Australia, favouring full-time working men over full-time working women in just about every industry and occupational category. What are some of the challenges that you think are unique to your female clientele that contribute to this issue?
Well, interestingly enough, probably the same that were contributing to it before the pandemic. It's just that everything is amplified for women at the moment. So all the balancing, the things that they're dealing with both professionally and personally, I think are just amplified at the moment. And what can we do? What can we take control over? Well, one thing we can take control over is speaking up about it. I'm reading a book right now by Madeleine Albright, and she said, for women, you'll never win an argument if you don't speak up. And I think she's right.
And she was the queen of speaking out.
Yes, she was quite good at it, and she still is.
Yes, you don't become the first female Secretary of State without having a level of assertion, I guess.
That's right, and everyone's career is different, and there's no right and there's no wrong, and we are going to develop that career or that home life in the way that works for us. And at the same time, to see the sort of pressure that women are under at the moment, as I say, I've been working with all sorts of women across Asia, etc. They have babies at their feet. The rooster is outside crowing. It's real life that we're actually experiencing and seeing. And just, I marvel at how women juggle all these various things. And it needs to change, obviously.
I absolutely agree with that, and I think many will do as well. Shannon Dolan, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you. Thanks, Tina.
2SER's Tina Quinn speaking with author Shannon Dolan. They're discussing her new book, Leverage You.